This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 18th of January 2016 on Monocle 24.
Hello and welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today we're beaming to you half from London and half from New York, where today's reviewer Charlotte Burns has a list of upcoming art shows to pencil into your diary if you're heading to the Big Apple in the coming months. These include a new initiative by the Whitney Museum called Open Plan, which sees a rotating series of five exhibitions in one enormous space, Hiroshi Sugimoto's photography show Sea of Buddhas, which is on at pace, and we'll end the show at Sam Fogg Presents Late Medieval Panel Paintings 2. Materials, methods, meanings. That is all coming up on the Arts Review. Stay tuned. I'm Charlotte Burns from the Art Newspaper. Happy New Year and welcome to the programme.
Happy New Year, Rob.
Well, it's lovely to have you back, fresh as a daisy in 2016. Do you know where else is fresh as a daisy? Doing some building works. It's the Whitney Museum. What's been going on there, Charlotte? Talk us through Open Plan.
Well, the Whitney, as you know, moved into its huge new home by the High Line last year. And ever since it's moved in, they've been looking at ways of expanding their program and redefining their mission, which, of course, is focused on American art. So they're launching a new program in February, which is pretty exciting, I think. They're going to give over the fifth floor to artists. There's going to be five rotating exhibitions, all quite short, and they're going to remove all the interior walls from the fifth floor galleries to make the largest column-free museum space in New York, which is going to be 18,000 square feet.
That's
views
amazing
sweeping
stuff,
over the Hudson.
Isn't it? That's going to be an amazing room to be in. I mean, there are some huge, you know, as we know, some huge warehouse lofty places that become galleries that are so good as artist studios or galleries. This is a monster, isn't it?
It's a monster, and it's a really nice opportunity for artists to deal with that space. I suppose it's quite a challenge as well. Some of the works are going to be new. Some are older commissions, things that have never been seen before. And they're beginning on the 26th of February, I think it is, with a work by Andrea Fraser, who's a quite political artist. She does a lot of performance, institutional critique, and video work. And she's going to be doing a piece called Down the River using audio recordings from a correctional facility. And the point behind this is to look at the kind of parallel booms in the construction of museums and prisons. So she's going to be the first one up. After her, there's a young artist, Lucy Dodd, who's been getting a lot of press here. People are quite impressed by her work, and she's going to be bringing the studio into the museum and creating large-scale paintings inside the Whitney, which is a kind of interesting idea of what, you know, what the museum's for. Is it for live art, or is it for, you know, art that's already been made? Which is the third show, a piece by the amazing land artist Michael Heiser, who's going to be showing a 1970 installation, which is a sort of full-scale series of photographs of the horizon, but seen from within an 18-foot hole that he dug in Munich decades ago.
It sounds like amazing stuff, and really responding to that space, even if it's something that's been done before. I love the idea of this Michael Heiser thing. I mean, I guess it's testament to the size of this new space at the Whitney that you can actually do land art, or at least recreate the feeling of land art in this big hole in the Whitney.
Yeah, and it's also interesting as well. It feels to me that there's a kind of arms race to get the land artists on board between the big museums at the moment. So this work is actually in the Whitney collection. It's never been shown before because the Whitney's never had the space. Meanwhile, you have Michael Heiser's, the huge giant boulder, which is on show at LACMA. You have MoCA in LA also taking trips out to their work that they own by Heiser. So it's kind of interesting. A lot of museums are sort of bringing out the land art from the closet, you know, and sort of thinking of ways to engage the public with it. It's quite interesting because obviously a lot of it's decades old. Michael Heiser's still working on his incredible and ambitious installation City, where he's building a huge city in the desert. So it's quite interesting seeing all the museums focusing on this area of art again.
Yeah, it's fantastic stuff to see it. And it's interesting if we can read a trend into 2016, these things, these amazing sort of monumental, monolithic works are being dusted off, and people are being encouraged to see them. I suppose it's one of those funny things. You've got to go to the mountain. The mountain's not going to come to you, literally, with this stuff, right?
Yeah, and here I guess it's a taster. You know, this is a kind of, if you want to make a land art pilgrimage, then this is what Michael Heiser's about. And, you know, a land art pilgrimage would be amazing. So if anybody gets the urge to do that after seeing the show, I congratulate them.
I'd go and carry their bags. I mean, that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I would
nice.
Do it too. Yeah, I would do that. I drive that. Or something.
Yeah, you do the driving?
Right. Yeah, fine.
It's a date. Let's do it. Sounds good. Across America. It'll be all right. Perfect. The Dream Team. That was Open Plan at the Whitney Museum. Let's talk about Sea of Buddha. This is coming up at Pace in New York. It's Hiroshi Sugimoto. Now, you interviewed Mr. Sugimoto quite recently. Is this sort of very much, is this more of the same of his sort of, I suppose, they're kind of these nebulous, rather beautiful kind of seascapes? What is Sugimoto's new show like?
This is actually different. He's revisiting a body of work. You know, he's one of these artists who does a body of work and then he'll work on it and it'll unfurl over decades and decades. So the seascapes that you mentioned are a good example of that. There's also the dioramas that he does, and they've, you know, been going on for decades. This is another body of work that he actually first exhibited in 1995 at the Met, and it was his first major museum show. And then he showed a series of small size prints, which I think were 20 by 24 inches, of it's called, for this show called Sea of Buddhas. And he went to this temple in Kyoto, which he told me was a very snobbish high-end temple. It took him 7 years to get permission to shoot, and that was before 1995, so I guess he started thinking of this in the 1980s. And he went to this temple and he shot these Buddhas where there's, it was built in the 12th century, and there's almost 1,000, I think there are in fact exactly 1,000 human-sized Buddha statues that are lined up. And it's this kind of incredible, like this, the repetition of these Buddhas. They all look exactly the same, but they're not. They're all slightly unique. There's little differences between all of them. And to Sugimoto, he had been inspired to go and visit this temple after going to see Walter de Maria's Broken Kilometer. Walter de Maria is another land artist, and he has Broken Kilometer at one of the Deer properties in New York. It's a work comprising 500 polished, round, solid brass rods, which measures 500 kilometers. And it's a kind of conceptual work. Sugimoto went to see this when he was living in New York and decided that the Kyoto Temple of the Buddhas was a 12th century conceptual piece. It made him think of the Walter de Maria. So that was the sort of genesis behind it. And he's restaging the work now, but much larger format. He's upped the size of the pictures. And he says it's taken him decades because to balance the tonalities from the negatives across the series of works. If you're just reprinting one, it's fine. But to do it across 36 works has taken him a lot of time. You know, obviously technology has changed. He says his eyesight has changed. Various things have changed, and he said it's been quite hard work to get it to be exactly what he wants it to be, but this will be the conclusion of the project. He's not going to continue it after this.
And what's Sugimoto like? I mean, he feels, I mean, just by his work, which is so kind of poetic and has a feeling of slowness to it, I feel like he must be some sort of Zen master himself. What's he like in person?
He's sort of like a mix between a Zen master and a kind of Japanese Duchamp. You know, there's a kind of mischievous air to him. You know, I was asking him about, you know, photography. I'd read in an interview that he told someone once that he was an intentional liar. And I asked him about this and he was quite frank and said, yes, of course I'm a liar. You know, I love it. It's great to trick people. And, you know, photography is all about tricking people. And it's about mechanical reproduction, but art comes from the human, from the spirit, but my mind is mechanical. And he sort of gets into these, you kind of go on these sort of, I think at one point we were talking about Proust and Madeleines, and he said tea for him is a Madeleine. He's a really interesting guy, incredibly eclectic. You know, he's also an architect. He's building a foundation in Japan. He collects widely. You know, he's been looking at old material and, you know, odd material. He collects, you know, meteorites. So he's a really, really interesting guy. I liked him a lot. I thought he was sort of fascinating. And he talks about Duchamp being his trauma. And there's, in his studio, there's sort of homages to Duchamp everywhere. So I think if he descends from, you know, a particular, in terms of Western art history, if he descends from a particular branch, it's the Duchamp versus the Picasso tree.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear he's a playful liar. And he said that himself. We can say that on the radio. He said it himself.
We can say
it's
that.
Fine. Yeah, we can say that. Well, I'm fascinated to see that. That is Sea of Buddhas. That's Hiroshi Sugimoto at Pace. Finally, we're going to go to Sam Fogg. He's presenting a show of late medieval panel paintings at Richard L. Feigen. Sam Fogg, always look forward to seeing Sam Fogg stand at Frieze Masters here in London, Charlotte. He's always kind of feels like the kind of guy that goes and knocks gargoyles off French churches and sells them. That's clearly, again, something we're saying with a lightness of touch. We're not really accusing him of stealing things off churches. He's got such beautiful stuff always. What is this one? What's the kind of tone of this one?
Well, this is part two of a partnership between Sam Fogg and Richard Feigen. And part one was late medieval panel paintings. One, this is two. So here they're they're switching their focus a little bit more to the Iberian Peninsula rather than sort of Italy and France of the first time. So they're looking at Spain here, and they're looking also at Germany. And they have some really fantastic works. I mean, if anybody's going to be in New York over the next few months, I think the show is, it's only running for a month, actually, from the 22nd of January to the 27th of Feb. If anybody's around, they should absolutely go and see this, because Sam Fogg has basically brought together an incredibly scholarly exhibition. He's been working on the catalogue with Professor Susie Nash of the Courtauld, which is one of the preeminent art history institutions in the world. And they've produced this book and to go with the show, which luckily enough I received last night so I could look at it before we spoke. And it's really interesting. They found works, they've looked into the kind of subtitle of the show is Materials, Methods and Meanings. So aside from gathering the actual works, they've also done a lot of research into sort of looking at the infrareds and looking underneath the top layer of the works to see what underdrawings had happened, to try and attribute drawings more accurately, to paintings more accurately, to which artist had created them, date them more properly. So it's really a huge area of research that they've undertaken. It's not just a kind of commercial gallery show. This is an exhibition that's taking strides in a particular area of art history. So there's 22 paintings in total, all painted in the 15th and 16th centuries. And it's really interesting. Some of the works, you just realise how sort of what a viscous body bag the humans are. You know, there's sort of people just erupting into, you know, there's a mourning Christ on the cross with, you know, tears flowing out of his face. He's sort of wonderfully saline droplets. And then there's, you know, Christ being crucified on the cross with blood spurting out of the wound in his side. There's Mary breastfeeding. It's sort of liquids everywhere.
A viscous body bag. That is a wonderful description of the human form. Or the grieving and lactating human form.
Yeah, human and there's either sort of naked humans who are sort of leaking somehow, or there's, you know, people in armour who are prodding and poking the other humans and causing them to leak. And so it's sort of a nice summary of mankind and our endeavours to create war and harm each other, I suppose.
And this has obviously got quite a deep scholarly side to it, as you mentioned, with the Courtauld Institute being involved in all the research behind this show. But this is a selling show. We can rock up and buy this tearful Jesus if we so desire.
Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and some of these works are in absolutely incredible condition, you know, considering they were painted so many hundreds of years ago. And yeah, I mean, if you have the money and you have the space to hang an oak panel, you know, depicting the crucifixion, then, you know, this is the place to go for you.
I was thinking maybe of taking one of the bathroom door off and putting the wood panel there instead, using it. So I haven't got the space for it, but I'm still utilising it. What do you think?
It's not a great idea, Rob. Moisture. Think of the moisture from the shower.
I'd put the priceless panel on the other side, though, not the steamy side. Maybe this is an idea, yeah, a workshop off air. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that was Sam Fogg. Sam Fogg presents Late Medieval Panel Paintings 2, Materials, Methods, Meanings, at Richard L. Feigen. Before that, we talked about Hiroshi Sugimoto's new show called Sea of Buddha at Pace, and we opened up by talking about Open Plan at the Whitney. There we have it. That's all. Thank you very much to our wonderful Charlotte Burns on the phone from New York. Charming, easy on the ears, and intelligent as ever. Thank you very much, Charlotte. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bounds. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow for our music review. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.